Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mark Illowitz calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina, for this week's Testimonial Tuesday. And I get jazzed. I get fired up to be able to hear everybody's testimonials because Beamer's all about changing lives and allowing the body to be the miracle that it is. And in this day and age, with everything that's going on, we need some miracles. And you know what? And that miracle lies within each and every one of us. And I just want to encourage everybody not just to kind of make it through this time, but excel and be better through this time and grow through this time. And with that, before I keep rambling, I want to introduce my wonderful co-host, Geralyn. Are you there?
I'm here, Mark. Good morning from Denver. Beautiful, beautiful day down here for sure. So going to be in the 80s. So super excited. And we should have a great show today for sure. And before we go into a lot of things, if you have a compliant testimonial, just press one on your phone now so that we can actually put you into the queue and hear from all of you. So, yeah, thank you, Mark.
Yep. And in Geralyn, I have a new Beamer testimonial. So, you know, we're not going to the gym. We're not going out and about like we used to and been working out at home. And I have some dumbbells, thank goodness. And I was just doing some working out last week. It's probably like the week before, probably like 2 weeks ago. And got some achiness and discomfort in my upper forearm and near my elbow. And gosh, as you would think after having a Beamer for over 4 years, as soon as I experienced that, you would think I'd immediately go to my Beamer. No, about a week and a half later, I'm like, wait a minute, I've got discomfort in my elbow. I think I could probably take care of that. Went to my Beamer, got the D-pad, wrapped my upper forearm, my elbow in it, 8 minutes, went back, started doing some bicep curls, no discomfort. So it is so nice, especially when we're not able to travel out and about, to be able to have a wellness center in my home where I can just immediately go there and get it taken care of is just very, very exciting. So anything you want to say before we open up the line?
Yeah, no. No, it's awesome. I always work out of my house too, so it's like not a lot's changed for me. I call it the 14-step commute. You know, that's my commute upstairs into the office, and then I work out upstairs. All our classes are online, and in Colorado, a little different. I think people are really outside quite a bit, improving the immune system. I know, talk to my mom every day because she's in this independent living, and they're not letting her. You know, we can't really go see her, but she's out every day exercising, all these things. She's got every supplement, everything she would possibly need at 87. And I'm just like, every day you need to get out, you need to exercise, do everything that you can. Of course, she's been on the Beamer for 5 years, on the sleep cycle, all that stuff. And it's interesting to me because every day they come and take her temperature now. And so really I stress the importance of her immune system, and thank goodness she is healthy and has done, you know, been practicing that her whole life because, you know, you don't want anything to happen to them. And then there would be no way for us to do anything. So I think during this time it's, you know, do whatever you can. And one more thing. Somebody has sent me something from Canada on the TV station yesterday on last night on the news, and it was very interesting. Some, I'm not going to mention the health issues that are happening to people with COVID, and I just kind of shook my head and said, wow, you know what? I bet the Beamer would actually help with that, you know, but not sure, of course, but because they were talking about the microvessels, right? So that's what they were saying. Like, we can help on certain things, but there's some stuff going on with kind of disease states with these people. And I said, wow, maybe we can really, once this whole thing is over and done, we can reach out and help a lot more people, of course, with the Beamer who maybe have had that or have some of these issues going on. And it'll be interesting to see what the results are. So that's basically all I want to say. So looking forward to today's show.
Okay. And I just want to say a couple of things. One is, yeah, I was watching the news a few weeks ago, and they were talking about, you know, with what's going on and how, yeah, blood flow is so important. And then they also are talking about the importance of oxygen. And I'm like, I'm really happy I got my Beamer. And but also I want to do a shout out. Yesterday was my dad's 89th birthday, and it's because of my mom and dad that I got a Beamer. So when Rick Roundtree first talked to me about Beamer 4.5 years ago, I said, Rick, I'm healthy. I don't need this, but maybe my parents might. And so he demoed it to my parents and to me 4.5 years ago. And because of my folks, I went ahead and got my, but you know what? My dad just turned 89 yesterday, and he doesn't take a single medication. And I'm just so proud of him and for the Beamer lifestyle and the healthy lifestyle. So with that, let's go ahead and open up the line. So our first caller is area code 818. 818-730, you are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I got my Beamer in September. And,
okay, now we just would love to know what your name is, your first name.
Oh, Anita.
Anita,
Idaho.
Hey, Anita.
Hi.
Hey, Anita from Idaho.
Okay, so since September, the very first thing was constipation ended, and that was a whole lifetime thing, and so that being over made me very happy. But what I didn't realize is how the gradual changes keep coming, because I do my 8 minutes twice a day, no matter what. And I had to go to the doctor, I'm 73, for my annual Medicare checkup, because they make you come once a year otherwise to be on Medicare. So I was filling out the form, asking all these questions about my health, and I'm going, wow, all of my answers are all positive. I didn't realize how well I'm doing in so many different areas. And I was really surprised. So the changes are so gradual, and you don't want to lie to people and say, oh, yeah, this and that, you know, to try to hype it up. So I've always kept it kind of low-key to try to be really honest, but it's like now I'm excited. And when I actually went into the doctor and she said, have you been taking your blood pressure meds? And I went, oh, no. So, well, let's check your blood pressure. And it was like way down, nice, normal. So I'm really, really happy. And I just wanted to share that. That's all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, once again, how long have you had your Beamer?
Since September.
September. Okay.
Yeah.
And, wow, just wait for another year. It just keeps getting better and better.
Well, yeah, and no aches and pains, and I just feel energetic and, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm old, but, you know, there's a few little normal things that go with that, but, no, it's really good. So I just have
right.
to
well, you're,
about
you're getting
it.
Younger.
I don't think, yeah.
You're getting younger.
I don't think it would be that good without the Beamer, so I'm quite convinced of that. So anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah. You're quite
wow.
welcome. Thank you, Anita.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Anita. That's wonderful. Sure. I always and shout out to Mark's dad. My mom's 87 too. Same thing, no drugs. And I think about this because when she had a knee replacement surgery a couple years ago and stuff, you know, the doctors are always like, "What medications are you on?" And they're like, "She's like none." They're like, "No, you didn't understand the question." We're like, "What medication?" And it just, I constantly go on. It was so hysterically funny. And then when you talk to the doctors, they're like, you know, you just don't understand. This is just not a common thing. We're like, well, we've been kind of practicing it our whole life. So we're hoping that what we've been doing our whole life is working. Right. So I think it's interesting, and huge shout out to your dad. That is truly awesome. So, but anyways, yeah, let's continue on. Looks like we got some more callers. We're excited.
Yeah. All right. So next caller is 954-854-826. You're live on Blog Talk. 954 area code. You're live on Blog Talk. You press 1 on your phone.
Sorry, I had it muted. Thank you for your patience. It's Grace from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, hey there. Who's this?
Hi. Oh, you didn't. My name is Grace. I'm from Fort Lauderdale. I apologize. I had it on mute, but
hey,
I want to tell you that 73 is not old, and the longer you use the Beamer, you realize that, hey, the more things happen. But 4.5, almost 5 years ago now, because it's June 1st, my birthday 5 years ago, the doctor told me that I had a blood concern and sent me to a specialist. Who came up and said, yes, you have blah, blah, blah. I said, wow, well, what can be done about that? And he's like, oh, not really. It's normally not fatal for 20 years sometimes. And I go, well, that's no good. He said, how old are you? I said, I'm 66. He says, well, I said, my family lives well into their 100s. Now, he goes, all right, well, come back in 3 months. I said, why would I do that? He said, well, okay, 6 months, and he left. From the parking lot, I was blessed to know a lovely woman by the name of Adabel Prince, who is a holistic practitioner. From the parking lot, I called her. Oh, Gracie, don't be silly. She says, I'm unpacking the Beamer from Liechtenstein. It speaks to the capillaries like nothing in the universe. Nothing in the universe. You must come. So I go over there, and who knows what was going on with my blood. I didn't feel any different. We didn't know anything. We're pounding down coffee and no water and great things, you know. But at the end of 5 weeks, and what did I go? Maybe every other day, never on a weekend. 5 weeks. And I went, wait a minute. Hey, I have no more joint discomfort. I don't care what that thing costs. I want to buy one, and I want to sell them. And that's my first 90-second compliant testimonial. I'm a Beamer believer.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Have a great day.
All right. And Gracie, I called you Gracie. Grace, I just want to thank you for your entertaining and lively testimonial. So you've had your Beamer almost 5 years now?
I first had my first Beamer session in July.
Uh-huh.
I went to the, 5 weeks would have been in September. I knew that I had to have it, so it would have been ordered. I'd say we got it. It was longer than delivery. Well, maybe not so long as right now, but it was longer. And so I'd say that I had it in September of 2015, because I was in that first academy with Barb and George, George Veronis, Richard Schaefer. It was pretty entertaining seeing all those people as they first started kicking the tires.
Yeah, it's amazing how we've been able to change things in this country. And, you know, in almost 5 years, we've come a long way, and I'm just excited and looking forward to the next 5 years. So, looking forward to,
absolutely,
to all of us.
Fabulous.
Yeah, just blown this thing out and sharing it with everybody we can, because we go to a doctor, they diagnose us, and they tell us, you know, there may be no hope for us. We got to take this for the rest of our lives. And you know what? There's a better way. Instead of treating the symptoms, let's get to the root cause, get the blood flowing, and let the body be the miracle, and let the body heal itself, right?
Well, absolutely. Have you heard Dr. Lodi discuss the Beamer therapy?
I have,
if
yes.
You have.
Yeah.
Oh my, take it to the bank.
We all know him.
Well, and there could be some folks listening that don't. So I just thought I would mention that, because to me that's a huge point of reference. And I'll shut up now, and I look forward to the rest of the show. I look forward to meeting you guys at the convention in October.
Yeah, National Convention in October. Yep, I pray we have it.
Thanks.
With everything going on.
Have a great one. Bye.
All right, Grace.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
Carolyn,
that's
awesome. She
was
very entertaining and lively.
I know, I love the energy, because, you know, it's interesting, the energy, when I'm so energetic, so like, or I feel energy, and then you get into certain places, I'm like, whoa, energy's pretty low here, and then I have to get out and go outside, and all this stuff. It's kind of crazy during these times. I mean, for me, it's actually been fine, you know, because not a lot's changed, except for working out at home, but it's kind of fun seeing different things that are going on and, you know, how people are adapting and whatnot. But for the most part, it's all good. And hopefully this will end very soon. So, okay, looks like we have somebody else on the line here. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. We got area code 720-720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King calling in. I just felt like, especially after that first... Oh, hello to you and to you, Geraldine. After I heard the first woman speaking about how she feels as an older woman, I am definitely an older woman. We've had our Beamer for 6 years, and we don't seem to be looking or acting older. I'm sure Geraldine could attest to that. And had great outcome at the very beginning, but I wanted to share something that's current. And Mike still sees patients. I mean, we are careful. We don't wear masks, and we don't put it on them when they come one at a time, so they're isolated from one another. But I have had COVID, but didn't have any symptoms whatsoever. And the same with most of our family, if, you know, they'll let us check to see if they have. But I'm just thrilled. And after 6 years of being with Beamer and using Beamer and sharing Beamer, I continue to have plenty of energy, recover quickly, feel great, and I manage Mike's naturopath practice, but my real love is working Beamer. So it's so good to be able to have Blog Talk during this time, and look forward to when we can have a group together again.
I know. We're going to have quite the blowout in October when we all get together. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yes, that is for sure.
Now, Mary, so you've had your – how long have you had your Beamer?
6 years in beginning of April.
6 years. Now, during that time, have you had any extended periods of not using the Beamer, or have you been very consistent that whole time?
Oh, we've both been consistent. I mean, anywhere we go, we take it with us and take the cover off the Beamer body and take it now. You know, it's going to be easier to give Beamer sessions with just taking a go set, although I know that there are leaders that they continue to use the regular set, but letting them know that we don't have the body that's going to go with it. But I think it's great advertising to have the body and have them experience the convenience of it, not that the go set isn't going to be effective. It is, but it's just so convenient, especially for people that we see that maybe don't feel so well and would certainly be enjoying laying down twice a day for 8 minutes on their Beamer. So, I mean, we're going to be when it opens up, because we have like 12 to sell.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know. Everybody is so excited about it. And I just want to share something. We're just talking about, with traveling, and the new Beamer Go is going to be so great as far as traveling and taking it with us wherever we go, whether it's just around town or across country or out of the country when we can do that. But the B-pad is very effective. And in my manual, I got my manual here, the user's manual for my Beamer Pro set. And on page 132, it says, while traveling, the B pad can be used as a substitute for the B body. And it just says it right there. It is a substitute for the B body. And I think that's just fantastic. That's page 132. I know there's a few different versions of the manual, but that manual that I have is about, about four years ago. But anyway, Mary, thank you for calling. Geraldine, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, just hi, Mary, from across the state. I always hang out in Conifer. That's my when I'm off the grid. I go there several times a week to get completely off the grid. And so she, I know you're kind of close to that. So
yeah, we are. We're in Bailey. So
yeah. That's a tough one.
Well,
good
to hear both of you this morning, and I just love Blog Talk. So
well, thank you, Mary, because you and Mike have done. I don't know, Mark, if you've ever heard Mike speak before, but he is I can't even tell you the knowledge just of the body and just how it works, so that you, when you listen to Beamer, kind of like common sense, right? But he is one of the most phenomenal people for sure on just body science and then incorporating Beamer into it. So, and he's done a wonderful, wonderful job. And Mary, of course, is awesome too. They just work together so great. So thank you so much for always calling in, Mary. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for the edification. Appreciate you too.
Yeah, no.
Well, we'll have to have Mike. We'll have to have Mike on sometime and maybe going in depth on some things.
Yeah, if it's a Tuesday and he doesn't have a patient in the morning, he could do that.
Yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
It's so phenomenal, the stuff he says, and just it's you won't believe it. It's crazy. It's like hearing, you know, all these really great people. I'm like, oh my gosh, they add more pieces to our puzzle of what they speak on and what somebody else is good on. You have Paul St. John who speaks on something. We have Mike King. I mean, we have everybody, Dr. Burka, and they all put their piece into it, and then you get out of it what you get out of it, and it's really awesome. That's a great idea, Mary. So let's plan on that some Tuesday. Maybe don't schedule an appointment for him in the morning, and you let us know, and then what we'll do is we'll pop him in there. Yeah.
Okay, I will let you know.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
All right. Have a good rest
of
your
day. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye bye.
All righty. So. Once again, if you want to give a compliant testimonial, please press 1 on your phone so that you can be added to the queue.
Okay, we're waiting, right? I was thinking,
yeah, we're
like,
waiting.
I was asking you, I'm like, what have you done that's interesting during these times, right? My life hasn't changed that much, but I was just thinking that. Last week, my son's girlfriend had to do her defense for her doctorate at Harvard in neurobiology, and we did it online on Zoom, and there was 150 of us, which would have never happened if we all went over there to see it. So it was really fun to watch it online and to hear all these people and their comments and stuff. So I was thinking, like, you know, that's actually a really good thing that happened with the COVID, because it would have been 5 people watching it before. So now we got the masses coming in watching, and I think it's pretty cool. So there's a lot of good stuff. But look, now we have a whole bunch more callers.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so our next caller is area code 713-573-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Sandra in Houston. I pushed 1
hey,
because
Sandra.
I could tell you all we're lonely with the queue. So I am in the great state of Texas, and I am driving, and, you know, you never thought you'd say this, but I'm excited to see traffic.
I know. Isn't
Texas,
that true? Thank
Texas.
You for saying that. I was thinking that, too. I want to see traffic again.
Yeah. Let me see a traffic jam, please.
Yeah, what's that?
Anyway, I've had my Beamer close to 3 years, and you, as somebody, I think it was Grace, somebody said earlier, you just notice the things that just start going right that you've adapted to not being working right. And so I just feel blessed every day, and particularly through this health situation, to know that I've had a Beamer that I could rely on, and it's given me so much peace of mind. And I would add a little that you might recall, I fell about 3 weeks ago, and I had a small little fracture in my hand. I also had the abrasion on my face. I gave that testimonial last week. My hand has healed very nicely. I really hardly ever had to wear the temporary splint. And, you know, they told me it'd be 4 weeks or longer before it was without discomfort. And, you know, I've just been hitting it with the Beamer several times a day, and it's been great. So it's that, as you said once, Mark, it's your little home health clinic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a blessing right now to have that. And even when things open up again, just to be able to have a better quality of life. And
I wanted to add something that just came to my mind. Uh-huh. I was thinking of it yesterday. For all of the conversations that have been out there in the media about, you know, wash your hands, all of this, there's been so little about, you know, prevention or about building your immune system. And, you know, that's certainly something that I believe we can add to our conversation as going forward.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
I totally agree on that too. I mean, you don't want to get into anything political, but at the end of the day, it is all about our immune system, and we are the only ones in control of our immune system. So for myself personally, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that whole immune system is strong, that you have great thoughts in your head, that you're drinking perfect, you know, good water, you're eating great food. And for myself, I have my own little thing of not listening to the nonsense on the news that time. So I just like, I have it in my head, I'm not getting it, and I'm not going to get it. So it's just my personal thing of how I live my life, and everybody gets to choose. But I think it's really important that we, for sure, will focus on the immune system, because with the people that have had this, most in the majority of the cases, it's a compromised immune system. So we need to really make sure we take care of ourselves, because nobody, as Jim Rohn would say, like, take care of your body, it's the only house you have to live, I think is kind of the quote. So it's like that, you can only take care of you. Yeah. So I think it's
exactly
perfect. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you
all
a
right.
lot.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, what Sandra was talking about being in her car, and I think about our bodies, this is the only vehicle we're ever going to have. And recently had to go to the BMW dealership because I had a check engine light come on, and got my oil changed there, and had my little certificate there. It was only supposed to be $80. I thought it'd be good to go for under $100. And he comes out with this big printout of all these situations that need to be dealt with. And it was $1,600 later. And you know what? I could have said, you know what? You know, car runs fine right now. Check engine light. Yeah, I'm not going to spend the $1,600. Why don't you just cut that wire, put some masking tape on it, and I'll just let me go about my business. And you know what? The car would have kept running. But you know what? Eventually, it would probably have just fallen apart, and then it wouldn't have just been $1,600. It could have been $16,000 to get it fixed. And you know what? We have one vehicle. Let's keep it running. Let's not wait till it runs down and you got to deal with things. And hospitals and doctors and traditional medicine, they deal with the check engine light, and they cut the wire. They deal with the symptoms. And that's what's so great about being proactive and having the Beamer and allowing the body to be able to heal and take care of itself. Isn't that right, Geraldine?
No, that is actually perfect. I was just thinking when you were talking about this, because you and I have a common link from our parents being in a prior business, right? Or in a business from many, many years ago. And
yep.
Of course, my mom was really good friends with the owner. And they used, and these are multi-billionaires, you know, who have since passed on, and they literally said,
right,
I would give anything to have back my health. So money wasn't the issue, right? So it's literally
right.
like they were like, no, I just want my health. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. I always say to people, I go, I've never seen a hearse with a trailer, okay? So it's like, just focus on your health, focus on these kind of things, because at the end of the day, you know, people aren't sitting there, you know, if they're checking out saying, I wish I would have had more things. It's like, no, I wish I would have kept the health. And it's
exactly.
you really need to do it from whatever point forward that you recognize it, because we realize that, you know, some people didn't have it in childhood and, or the parents, you know, they weren't that fortunate to have it. But from that point forward, let's move forward and be the best we can be and enhance our health and all these things. So I'm not going to talk anymore because there's a whole bunch more callers. So anyways, I'll let you continue.
Yeah. All right, just real quick, you know, we talk about that quote from Voltaire, we spend the first half of our lives, you know, making money and compromising our health. And then later on in life, we spend our money to regain our health. But you know what? In this day and age, there's so many people that don't have the wealth, don't have the money to be able to regain their health. And then what do? And so Beamer is not an expense. Beamer is an investment into the rest of your life. When I was 50 and got my Beamer, I didn't have any health challenges, but I didn't want to be diagnosed. And I didn't want to have to worry down the road. So to me, the Beamer, and you know, it can be financed for as little as about $100 a month. $100 a month, be able to have that peace of mind and live such a higher quality of life. And there's just, I can't imagine, yeah, life without it. So it's a very wise investment. And with that, yeah, we do have a bunch more callers. So let's see. Let's go to area code 207-207-415. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark, Darlene.
Hey,
this is Jeff from Pennsylvania.
Hey there, Jeff.
How's it going today?
Good. So we're only accepting calls from people 55 and over.
55 and over. I made it. I'm in.
Yep.
I've had my Beamer for, we're getting close to 3 years now. My first thing is I was on it for about 9 weeks before I did the sleep program, and I've always had lower back issues when I'd get out of bed in the morning. And first night on the Beamer with the sleep program, I got up in the morning and I had no lower back discomfort, which I was totally surprised. And it's been the same ever since. I always thought I needed
that's
a new mattress or something. Uh-huh. And another thing is I've realized recently, because I've been recently diagnosed with a poor immune system in the area that a lot of men get it in, and in order to keep it in that area, I thought I would start doing the sleep program more often, like 5 nights a week now. And I just can't believe the changes. I feel like today I felt like I get up and I felt like I'm just getting younger every day. I am over 60, so, and during this whole COVID situation and all, I'm an essential truck driver on the road every day, so I haven't missed a day of work. And I feel like everything's going to be good. I've talked to my surgeon. He is on board with the Beamer. He's heard about it, and he has no problem with me using it before and after. So I'm kind of excited about that, because I'm sure I'll have it brought into the hospital. Have the pad brought into the hospital after my surgery. So I'm really excited about that.
Fantastic. Yep. When the body's strong, it can fight so much better whatever happens to it. And just like you say, if you've got a strong immune system, strong body, it doesn't mean that we're bulletproof and nothing's going to happen to us. But when it does, the body can deal with it that much more effectively. And it's not so drastic as far as what needs to be done to us. So thank you so much, Jeff, for that great testimonial. Now, do you use the Beamer at all when you're driving?
I do deliveries, so I'm usually not in the seat for more than a couple, 3 hours at a time.
Okay.
So I don't do it during the day while I'm driving. I'm not an over the road guy. I'm home every night. So I do it in the morning. I get home at night and do my Beamer session and have my dinner and, you know, and lately I've been using the B-Light before I go to bed, hoping to help with my compromised immune system situation.
Yep. And we want you looking pretty too.
Excuse me?
And we want you looking pretty, so it helps with the skin and rejuvenation. So we want you nice and youthful.
Right. Well, I haven't been using it here. I've been told if I use it on the area of my problem that it would help that situation. I was told that by the doctor that's on Monday night on the Monday night call. Who's the lady that's on Monday night call? Terry Morse. Yeah. Yeah. She told me to use the B light on that area.
Yep.
I think
we
know the area.
Yeah.
I think we got it.
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness. Oh, goodness gracious.
It's not helping my beauty at all, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for the show. You guys are awesome. I look forward to this every day because I do have the time. I'm on Blog Talk 5 days a week. I love it.
All
thanks
right,
very
fantastic.
Much.
Thank you, Jeff, for supporting us. Uh-huh.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thanks for the laugh.
All right. Goodness. So let's see if we have anybody under 55. So that's okay. If you're under 55, you can call in too. Raise your hand. But let's go with area code 717. I am. Yeah, I turned 55 a few months ago.
Oh, okay. I'm 58, so I'm like, who else could be out here?
So 717-656, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello. This is a call from Pennsylvania. Lydia, I've been on the call before. I had my Beamer for 3 years. Yeah, hi. Yeah, I always appreciate your information and the Blog Talk. And I just wanted to share a little bit. I'm one of those, I guess you call oldies. I'm 72, and I feel, maybe I can say I'm like 25, 30. I feel real good. But anyway, to kind of please some of my friends, I decided I'm going to go to the doctor and have it checked because I'm on no medications, nothing. And people kind of look at me like I'm from Mars. So I decided I'm going to do that, and I did it the other week. And everything came back fine. He said the only thing, he said maybe you can use a little bit of vitamin D, which, you know, most of us can do that. But anyway, I was just so pleased. I was sure there's, you know, nothing really going on because I'm in the country and I'm, you know, outside a lot and very athletic person. So, thanks to the Beamer. I just wouldn't put a price on it. And when you were talking, I don't know if you're ready for a joke, if I can do that. But when you're talking about your car, I had a call on the phone about a year and a half ago, and this lady was telling me to bring in my Mustang to have the oil changed and blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, ma'am, I said, I'm sorry. I said, I have a Mustang, but I said, he doesn't need an oil change. He eats oats and corn. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, different type of Mustang.
I like that.
And then she started laughing. She said, you made my day. I just had to share that because you were talking about your car. Oh, my goodness. They try to kind of...
Yeah, I got Beamers.
Pardon?
So there's two different types of Beamers and there's two different types of Mustangs, right?
That's right. Okay, you have a blessed day. I always appreciate Blog Talk.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for the laugh. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Well, Geraldine, this has just been a fun show today.
I know.
I was thinking, like, there's probably some kind of a Mustang out there, too, so let's not go into all that stuff. Like I was laughing when she was saying that. I was like, oh, what's she really going to say?
I know. You never know.
I was like, what? Yeah. It's like, what happens in Beamer stays in Beamer. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You know, us senior citizens, we can have a good time, right?
We have to.
Yeah.
We all raised our kids and everything, so we're done with that piece. Oh,
exactly.
God, funny. You're crazy. Yeah. So it looks
all
like
right,
one
so we
more
got about
here,
4 minutes
right?
left. Yeah, let's go to maybe our last caller here. Area code 707-407-481. You're live on Blog Talk.
707-481,
you're live on. Hey, who is this?
Me?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Okay, hi. It's Mary in Napa Valley, and I accidentally did it quite all right. Had my Beamer now since March of last year, and as I share it with everybody, I'm kind of like Randy Hood, who shares it with everybody, Uber drivers. Gosh, the guy putting bags in my van when I went to the Hawaii, couldn't lift it because he had a bad back. I mean, I just love it. So anyway, that's, you know, my result. Oh.
Hey, Mary, you're breaking up a little bit.
Just keeps working.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard most of what you said, but yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thank you guys for being there. That got to say, it's connecting us to the rest of the world, and we appreciate it this time and always.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mary. You sound a little bit better there at the end there. So thanks.
Okay. Take
thank
care.
Thank you so much for calling in. Geraldine, I think we're going to – that's it for testimonials. Anything you want to say before we close out?
No, just everybody have a great day. I got the people out doing the yard in the back, so it's getting loud. But anyways, just everyone, thank you so much for a wonderful show. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for whatever Wednesday. Not sure what the topic is, but for sure tune in during this time. And we really appreciate all of you, and thank you so much for all that you do.
Yep, so thank you for all the callers. We had a great time today. So all these callers are technically senior citizens. So if you know somebody 55 or older, this would be a great episode to share. And just through this time, you know, we really have come to a point where we really value what's truly important in life, which is family, friends, relationships, our health. And Beamer is such a part of that. So just keep sharing Beamer with people. Keep loving on people. And we'll all be better through all this. So God bless everybody. Have a great day.